Nate Utesh, Adam Garland, welcome.
Hi there.
Hey.
You two are literally enhancing our downtown's artistic footprint this month. Why put the artwork underfoot in this singular way?
I think the downtown crosswalks murals and the idea in general was an idea to add vibrancy to downtown as the city enters a new stage of its development. We've got thousands of people hopefully moving downtown over the next 5 to 10 years. And so these are connected gateways to a broader and bigger culture that can add little bits of life and flavor in unexpected ways. Really, I wanted to see more pictures of Fort Wayne on Instagram, and I thought it might be cool to see art in the streets.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was almost kind of a why not situation, you know, especially on these campuses that are growing and have grown so much. Adding art to the exterior, to the foot underneath people is just such a cool thing.
It is. And are there practical reasons for Technicolor crosswalks as well, do you think?
Oh, yeah. I totally think they're safer just because of how much visual noise they create. I think they signal that it is a safe spot.
Simply terms of wayfinding, like where's the crosswalk? Oh, it's this giant yellow thing. Like,
yeah.
Perfect. Head towards that.
And the driver is the same way. Should I be driving here? No, not with it.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense. How does crosswalk mural design differ from the vertical variety?
Yeah, that was a huge undertaking for me. I'd not done many murals, period, especially this large. Normally anything that I'd translated from art on a page to a wall, we'd projected and traced in some way, but gridding out this 23-foot beast and figuring out how to draw my images that were perfected on the computer into the concrete was just, felt like it was going to be a nightmare. It wasn't. Many thanks to ArtLink, of course, Rebecca and Mary at ArtLink. It was awesome.
And good. That's the happy thing that you can only hope for.
For sure.
You had the first tour of Paint-Ins, which you just finished. So you had the maiden run here. Did you mind going first, having the uncharted waters?
Yeah, that was interesting. I mean, even the doing a mural on the ground, doing something this large, and then having volunteered help, who most of which were people I'd never met in my life, was all the above super bizarre and super out of my comfort zone for me. I mean, because strangers are helping me draw something that I created. So it was like hard not to want to oversee all of that or redo things or whatever. But in the end, it was fantastic. And all the volunteers were artists and it just came together so fast and was amazing. Amazing on every level, for sure.
Good for you. And now I'm going to excuse the expression jaywalk between the two paintings because, Adam, you're going to be laying your design down this coming Monday and Tuesday. Is it going to be easier with the pointers that you gleaned from Nate's experience?
It's going to be interesting. I'm going to probably take some of Nate's ideas, but making sure I've got like string measured out for all the different pieces, because so I'm probably going to make a stencil of that and then lay that down and shift it.
Good idea.
Make sure my lines are straight.
Okay, this project seemingly has been so successful and you raised enough money and interest. Are there more in the works?
There is a third crosswalk in the works. I don't know too many of the details about it, but it's in
the Our Center
parking lot, in the same parking lot that this first crosswalk was in.
And across the street from yours.
Yeah, and my crosswalk will be in the north campus of the Arts District. I know that several people have expressed a lot of interest in either being involved or doing one or doing some in their neighborhoods. And really the best solution is to talk to ArtLink, hopefully work through them through the Amplify Arts Grants and the Night Cities Foundation, or to go directly to your city councilman and bug them about it. I really think the reception to this is going to be incredible. And I wouldn't say it's like a test drive, but like it's totally like a, hey, this idea is totally great. Look how great this is. And I don't know, talk to your friends about it.
Spread the good word is what you're saying.
Spread the good word of crosswalks.
So inviting the community to join in the fun, everybody be a part of it, everybody enjoy it, see it go down. What do you feel that has added to the color scheme of Fort Wayne's communal spirit?
I think we really create the city that we want to see. No one else is going to come in and save us and make the city better. It's us. It's the people that live here. And so if we want our city to have some cool art on the streets, you know, it's up to us. And it's not something I could have done by myself or Nate could have done by himself. I think that us working together really allows us to create and envision something a little bit brighter and a little bit more vibrant for Fort Wayne and to kind of think a little bit bigger. we're seeing a lot of people plant their flag here. It's pretty cool.
Nate Utesh and Adam Garland are Fort Wayne artists and creators of Fort Wayne's Crosswalk Mural Project. Thank you so much for spending your precious non-painting time of the week with us, guys. And thanks for coloring our world.
You bet. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks very much.